It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Fox News Podcasts presents the Brett Baer Podcast. Common ground.
There are a number of senators on the Republican side that continue to want to find common ground.
We emphasize the conflict and controversy sells. And I think that's a problem because most Americans look at Washington and see something that's broken.
Why don't we look for ways that we celebrate what this country is capable of doing?
It's amazing what you can do when you get off social media and you start talking and communicating with one another because there is common ground.
With Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
This evening, we're joined by two lawmakers just back from a bipartisan trip to Israel. Madeline Dean is a Democratic congresswoman from Pennsylvania. Jerry Moran is a Republican senator from Kansas. Thank you both for being here. I want to talk about your trip and all that you're worried about Israel and Hamas. But just coming out of that story, there is tension up on the Hill. There is a lot of working together across the aisle. But is it more tense, Congresswoman?
Oh, it's very tense. I think people are exhausted, exasperated, and you can see on the Republican conference just tension and a lot of bickering, a lot of fighting, a lot of bitterness. I hope you'll see the contrast. That's not going on in the Democratic side.
Yeah, I mean, Democrats have been involved in shouting matches, Jamal Bowman and Tom Massey, you know, a few weeks ago. It got really heated. There has been, obviously, over the years, a lot of that, Senator, but in between all of that, you're getting stuff done.
We absolutely are. It's not the stuff that necessarily gets reported, but the fights make the news, and it is unbecoming of members of Congress to conduct themselves in a way that's disrespectful of other people. We ought to be some level of role models. It's different than when I started in politics. It's much different today. And I would say that the sad part to me is our country faces so many significant challenges globally. Our enemies are arranging themselves around the globe to do us harm, and it's a time in which the country should come together, not pull itself apart.
You just finished a bipartisan, bicameral delegation trip to Israel. What was your takeaway from your visit?
Well, I have to say, I've been to Israel. This was my third time to Israel, and Israel has changed. We went to Tel Aviv. We were on the ground maybe 12 hours. But it is a quiet place. It is a somber place. As you come in, you are warned about when air raids go off, you will get out of this van. You will lie on the ground. When we checked into the hotel, which was extraordinarily quiet, we were taken first to the bomb shelter that is on every floor. In our meetings, and it was really a pleasure to be with you in a bipartisan way at this important time for Israel and for the world, for the Middle East and the world.
We'll continue right after this.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
One of the things you're very concerned about is funding. At a recent hearing, you brought that up, Senator. Take a listen.
We sent a message to the world that we are not a faithful ally, and to our enemies, to our adversaries, that we are not a threat.
Our adversaries would like to build a narrative that we are not a trustworthy ally. It's necessary to demonstrate that we're going to stick by our partners.
What did you hear from the Israelis on that front as far as that funding and how crucial it is for them?
The question I was asking the Secretary of Defense was about Ukraine, that what message are we sending if we fail? It's the same story with Israel. Our adversaries are watching to see whether we are faithful to our friends, whether we are defensive against our enemies. And what I learned in Israel is that, in fact, I would quote the Prime Minister Netanyahu, what do you need? We need ammo, 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 and we need it yesterday. And so it's this recognition that once again, the United States is necessary to try to keep, to defend Israel, to allow them to defend themselves, and to make sure that the necessary world comes together in support of Israel against horrific acts by terrorists that occurred now a little more than a month ago.
Congresswoman, I know you're pushing for that funding as well. There has been some coverage about the Democratic caucus and maybe a split as far as response to Israel. Do you feel that, number one? And number two, what did you take from the march out on the Mall?
Well, I want to say the same as the senator, that we must support these democracies that are under absolute attack. In the case of Israel, the barbaric nature of the attack is something we must never forget. We opened our meeting with the prime minister with a 20-minute video just showing a percentage of that barbarism. We have to support Israel and we have to support Ukraine militarily, but I expressed to the prime minister the need for humanitarian aid and to make sure that Israel is able to pursue this war, root out Hamas, use its ability to micro-target in order to protect civilian life. I have called for humanitarian pause in order to make sure humanitarian aid is getting in, people are getting out. And we have seen in the last week or so that the prime minister, they are pursuing multiple hours each day for humanitarian aid and also the movement of Gazans. We have to protect, they have to protect civilian life.
Sometimes when some lawmakers talk about it, they don't put the onus on Hamas and releasing those hostages, and it doesn't come out that way.
Well, and to your point, and the beautiful, heartbreaking rally, we met with hostage families in Israel, and then again over on the Senate side, 200-plus members of families. I met with a mother who both a son and a daughter are hostage. The number one thing that has to happen there is the safe release of every single hostage. We also impress that upon Mr. Netanyahu, the defense minister Gallant, and we had a meeting also with our ambassador, Liu, who is abundantly capable. But this is a crisis like we have not seen.
Last word, Senator. I mean, you've sensed there's bipartisan unity on this issue.
There is broad support for Israel, and there's a majority, I would guess that the congresswoman would tell me if I'm wrong, there's a majority in the House who would support Ukraine aid, Israeli aid, border improvements on our national security, and that I'm convinced that the votes are more than 60 for that in the United States Senate.
Senator, Congresswoman, we appreciate the time.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.